a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
Call House Taxation Committee to order. Welcome everybody who's here today. Welcome those also listening on the internet. Those of you who are in the room, please silence your cell phones so that we don't have any interruptions. It's going to be a fast and furious committee hearing, I think, today. I hate to have anybody chiming in with a call from outside. If you care to testify, please do sign in on the podium at the back. At this point, I'll have the secretary call the roll.
Representatives Kirschman, here. Feinstein, Peterson, Hunhoff, Solem, here. Latterell, Nordstrup, here. Rosum, here. Rasmussen, here. Erickson, Duvall, here. Miller, Russell, here. Wick, here. Greenfield. Here. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Mr. Chairman, a quorum is present.
We have a quorum, barely.
There's one more. Representative Erickson's here.
I'll have the pages come forward to introduce yourselves. Tell us what your plans are for the future, if you would, please.
My name is Madison Inches. I am a senior at Aberdeen Christian High School. And next year, I'm going to Lake Area Tech to get my nursing degree, which I'll have in 2 years. And then after that, I'm going to be a traveling or international nurse. And after that, I want to work in an orphanage in a foreign country.
I am Devin Kurtz, and I am from Delmont, and I'm a senior at Parkston. And next year, I'm going to USD, and I'm going to go for elementary ed, and I'm going to specialize in early childhood and kindergarten.
Very well, thank you. I trust that everybody on the committee has had an opportunity to review the minutes of the last meeting. Is there a motion?
Second.
Been moved by Representative Solem, seconded by Representative Erickson to approve the minutes. Must have been Duvall. Seconded by Duvall to approve the minutes. All those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed will say no. The minutes are approved.
Yes.
Anybody who has handouts to pass out, please do so through the pages. All questions and answers will be addressed through the committee chair, and with that, we'll get down to business. Today we have before us Senate Bill 199, which is an act to exempt certain property used for educational purposes from taxation. Proponent testimony on Senate Bill 199. Good morning, Senator Kirkby.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, honorable members of the House Taxation Committee. I do appear in front of you as the official title is Senator Mark Kirkby from Rapid City. For your consideration, I think that we have in front of you a very worthy bill. Senate Bill 199 has certainly been worked very closely with the Department of Revenue, seeking that language change to actually allow and to continue allow a minor property tax exemption for those educational institutions. Primarily right now, we do have a very worthy one in Rapid City. They certainly are located elsewhere throughout the state. But just codifying into our law that certain portion of a tax exemption certainly is prescribed in law right now, but offering that clarity, I believe with our industrial technology training, specifically in the electrical field, I think it's a very worthy thing for our workforce development. I believe there's a considerable amount of proponent testimony that will offer some credibility and some dynamics following my brief testimony, Mr. Chairman, but I would encourage your favorable consideration, more in particular, your support of Senate Bill 199. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Senator. Welcome back to Tax, by the way. For the proponent testimony, good morning, Representative Kirschman.
There it is. Start over. Mr. Chairman, committee, I'm Pat Kirschman, District 15, Sioux Falls. SB 199, as amended, continues to support for an education program in the South Dakota that is funded by employers through the JATC program to provide quality education for electricians, plumbers, and pipe fitters. High school or VOTEC graduates entering this program complete their training hours and obtain a journeyman license. Thank you.
Thank you. Further proponent testimony. Further proponents on Senate Bill 199. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Mr. Chairman and... There we go. Mr. Chairman, members of the House, my name is Randy Steinbrook. I'm the business manager for the Electrical Workers Union in Rapid City. I thank you for allowing us to come and testify before you this morning. I'd like to start out by giving a little bit of a history of really what brings us here today. The IBEW, the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, in partnership with the National Electrical Contractors Association, run what we call the Dakota's Joint Apprenticeship and Training. In that partnership, the Contractors Association helps fund our instructors in portion of our training. The IBEW in that partnership has built training centers and put into those training centers everything that needs to be taught in the electrical apprenticeship programs. So we kind of have an equal investment in that partnership. We built our building in Rapid City in 1972. At that time, we asked for a tax exemption as an educational facility. Bennington County had granted us that tax exemption. A short time later, the union offices were put into the training center. At that time, we went back to Pennington County and asked for a partial tax exemption on the building so that we were paying taxes only on the portion of the building that are used as a training center. That continued up through 2012. In 2012, the tax assessor in Pennington County didn't think that we really fit the description under the state statute for a tax exemption, and so took us to circuit court, and the circuit court ruled, yes, your program really doesn't fall under the state statute for a tax exemption. From that point, we began looking, what can we do to keep our tax exemption portion on our training, the portion that we use for training centers? That's what brings us here today. We work closely with the Department of Revenue in putting this bill together so that we could have that tax exemption on that portion of the building that we utilize for training. Our training facilities, particularly I'm going to speak just on the electrical side because that's what I know, our training facilities were built exclusively to train apprentices. We have a five-year program within the IBEW, so apprentices that go through our training program are required to put in 10,000 hours of on-the-job training. They're required to put in 5 years of schooling at night, and they're required now to pass what we call a craft certification portion in the training. So after they do on-the-job training, after they get their book works done, they have to physically come into the training labs and do a hands-on training portion in order to advance to the next steps through our training program. So our training centers are very elaborate centers. We're always upgrading them. In Rapid City, we're in the process now of completely gutting one section of our training facility so that we can add in the new technology that's out there, photovoltaics, solar energy, wind energy, those types of things. We add that into the lab as it becomes more prominent. So we're always changing the basics of our training centers, upgrading them to the best that they can be. We open up those training centers to really anyone that wants to come in and do the training. So it's not an exclusive union club, so to say. We offer our training programs to the outside sources also. We do have some groups utilizing our training facilities. Black Hills Power will send some of their guys down to get advanced substation electrician training, journeyman lineman training, that kind of stuff. We have continuing education classes that we offer to the public. In the state of South Dakota, if you're a journeyman electrician, you're required to have 16 hours of continuing education every 2 years to maintain your licenses. So we offer those continuing education classes to the general public as well as our members. In Rapid City, we put on anywhere from 60 to 80 hours a year continuing education for those journeymen and apprentice electricians. So that's kind of a brief history of why we're here today and what we actually do in the training centers. And I'd like to thank you for your time and listening to my testimony.
Thank you, Mr. Steinbrook. Further proponent testimony on Senate Bill 199. Morning, sir.
Good morning. Good morning, Chairman, committee members. My name is Aaron Christensen. I've been an electrician for 14 years. I received all my training at the Sioux Falls JTC facility. I graduated in 2004, and I became an instructor 3 years later. The Dakota's program consists up to 5 years on-the-job training and related classroom instructions. Each apprentice is required to have 180 hours of classroom instruction per year. This training is held at the training facility in Sioux Falls. And if an apprentice comes in with 1 or 2 years of VOTEC, we give them credit for those years that they paid for. So they get it done in 3 or 4 years. In addition to successful completion of the program, the schooling, the state requires an apprentice to accumulate 8,000 hours of combined training to take the state journeyman exam. And this tests the apprentice's knowledge of the code book. I just brought a prop here, I guess. And that changes every 3 years. In addition to the apprenticeship classes, Randy talked about the continuing education. And along that, with that, there are CPR and first aid, OSHA 10, NFPA 70E, which has to do with flame retardant clothing and electrical fires, that sort of thing. Fire alarm training, and also motor controls. Another program that uses our facility in Sioux Falls is called Missouri Valley Line Constructors. That's an apprenticeship training program for linemen, construction linemen. They use the Sioux Falls training facility for all of North and South Dakota. They come from both North and South Dakota for the linemen classes. One Saturday per month is when they meet. In conclusion, I'm asking for support for it. Senate Bill 199. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Further proponent testimony on Senate Bill 199. Good morning.
Good morning. The button. Did I turn it off or on? There we go. Good morning, Mr. Chairman. It is off.
It's green.
It's green. Good morning. Good morning, Mr. Chairman. My name is Steve Miller. I'm the business manager for Local 426, the IBW in Sioux Falls. We have held an electrical apprentice training center. I have personally went through the program, although I'm a little older than these other guys. I remember when we had to use Lincoln High School instead of a building. We had our classrooms at Lincoln, and then if we had hands-on stuff, we had to use the automotive shop. And on a four-hour night, you'd probably get 2 hours of hands-on, because you had to put it together and tear it apart so they could have school the next day. So we went forward, built this building, and that's for our training, and I want to thank those guys that had the foresight to do so. We wouldn't have been able to probably accomplish this without having a partial tax-exempt status in the past. And I guess what I'm here for is just to ask for your support on Senate Bill 199. And if you have any questions, we'll be here to answer them. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Further proponent testimony on Senate Bill 199. Good morning.
Good morning. Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Mark Anderson, the South Dakota State Federation of Labor. The gentlemen that you've seen up here testify are affiliates of mine, and there's one other affiliate that's not here. They've talked about two buildings for training electricians. There's also another building in Sioux Falls that they use to train plumbers and pipe fitters that also has that exemption. So when we're talking about this exemption, we're talking about three buildings in the state that are clearly educational facilities, and all we're trying to do is maintain a property tax deduction or exemption that these guys have had for years. So I've got three handouts from the employers and the JETC that use these buildings to run the training programs. We felt it was important to so that you understand this is a joint training between employers and members of the locals in those cities. I think Steve touched on the Missouri Valley Line Constructors, and they used to have to take their apprentices to Minneapolis for their training. That they now use the building in Sioux Falls for their training, and they're thankful for that. So I guess in conclusion, I would just ask you to support this bill, so that in our education facilities we can continue to maintain the tax exemption for the part that's used for the classes. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Anderson. Is there further proponent testimony on Senate Bill 199?
Thank you.
Further proponent testimony on Senate Bill 199? Seeing none, is there any opponent testimony to Senate Bill 199? Opponent testimony on Senate Bill 199? Seeing none, we will close that portion of public testimony, and we will open it up for questions of the committee. Are there any questions for any of the proponents? Representative Russell.
I have a question for the sponsor. Mr. Kirkaby.
Mr. Kirkaby, it appears that Senator, you may choose already not to answer.
Senator, I was just curious as to how much this would cost the city of Rapid City in taxes, if you know.
Hey, Mr. Chairman, if I could respond. And it's a great question, and I certainly do not have that. It's kind of humbling that all current exempt properties are exempt, and their valuation certainly is unknown at this time.
Thank you.
Nice try, though.
Thank you. Further questions? Representative Ladrell.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Question for Mr. Senator Kirkaby. In the bill, it says in the Section 1, any property, all property, which is accredited or approved as a school or educational program by the accreditation division within the Department of Education, by the Board of Regents, or by the nationally recognized accreditation service, or by the Bureau of Apprenticeship and Training with the United States Department of Labor, is exempt from taxation. So my question is, are we ceding our taxation authority on all property to any of these?
This version of the bill.
Okay. Okay. My question is that, are we ceding our taxation authority to the federal government in certain areas, whereby if they were to authorize certain things as educational. Now, we're not allowed to tax them by our own law. Is that the case with this bill?
For purposes of clarification, the initial comments were directed at a previous version of the bill. However, I think the question remains the same. Senator Kirkaby, do you choose to answer?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and I will. And to be honest with you, Representative, I do not have a true copy of that bill in front of me. Certainly my understanding that the federal government in no way, shape, or form can ever take precedence over the character, the good nature, and any laws that the great state of South Dakota wishes to enact within our own boundaries.
Further questions? Any further questions of the committee? If I can take an opportunity to try to address that further, Representative, you'll clearly see that the previous version of the bill was amended. I think that probably the department, in working with the sponsors, decided that this would be a better way, a clearer way, a cleaner way to address the matter. So I don't think that we're actually, I think you said, ceding our taxation authority to the federal government. I think this is just how probably best to define those properties. Seeing no further questions of the committee, we'll close that portion of the committee hearing and we'll open it up for committee discussion or action. Representative Wick. Been moved by Representative Wick, seconded by Representative Feinstein. Do pass on Senate Bill 199. Comments on that motion?
Mr. Chair, I'd say that the gentleman testified did a fabulous job, and I think it's all been said. Thank you.
Thank you. Further comments, Representative Feinstein.
I agree with previous speaker. This is a good bill to go forward, and I believe a clarification on the other representative question. The reference to 501c5 is actually more of a narrowing of this particular bill. So you can't just say, hey, we're an educational institution and get the exemption. This says, okay, only those that are go through the process of becoming a 501c5 are allowed that. So it's really more narrowing rather than expansion. Anyway, I urge to pass.
Very well. Thank you. Any further comments, further discussion on the do pass motion on Senate Bill 199? Seeing none. Oh, Representative Latterell.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I know this isn't going to cause problems in the near term, but I just don't. I don't like the way that it's defining an educational institution, but giving the definition authority to the Department of United States Department of Labor. So, and we also don't know the cost of this particular bill, as mentioned by a previous speaker. So, I'll be voting no on this.
Well, it's fair enough that a person has every right to do so. However, keep in mind that the property has been exempt for years, or at least some portion of that property. So the cost, one could argue, is nothing. It just maintains the current practice. With that, those in favor will say aye. Those opposed will say no, and the secretary will call the roll.
Representative Kirschman?
Aye.
Feinstein?
Aye.
Peterson? Hunhoff?
Aye.
Solem?
Aye.
Latterell?
Aye.
Nordstrup?
Aye.
Rosem?
Aye.
Rasmussen?
Aye.
Erickson?
Aye.
Duvall?
Aye.
Miller? Russell?
Aye.
Wick?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Mr. Chairman, that's 13 yeas, 1 nay, 1 excused.
So the do pass motion, having received a majority of the members elect, is declared passed. Senate Bill 199 will go to the floor with a do pass recommendation. Representative Kirschman, I trust that you'll carry this on the floor and in your caucus. Representative Latterell, we'll give you an opportunity to immerse yourself a little bit more in this issue if you would so choose to carry this in the Republican caucus.
That'll be great.
I agree. We do, as a committee, have one more bill that will be heard on Thursday morning. Not sure yet of the time, so stay posted. Stay tuned on that. Is there any further business to come before the committee? Seeing none, one last reminder. We are approaching the time when we should be considering any summer study issues as a committee. So have that in mind as we go forward these last couple of weeks. We will probably take up that matter next week at some point in a rather informal meeting. It's been moved by Representative Duvall, seconded by Representative Russell to adjourn.